Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
We have news on coronavirus clusters in New York City, specifically in Brooklyn and in Queens, and the city is taking steps now as the numbers are rising. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb with more here from the mayor.
Mayor de Blasio disclosed the city has detected COVID clusters in Borough Park, Williamsburg, Midwood, Bensonhurst, Kew Gardens, and Far Rockaway.
We're seeing a serious uptick in multiple neighborhoods simultaneously, and it's something we have to address with a very aggressive public health effort right away.
Health and Hospitals head Dr. Mitch Katz says it's an all-out effort. He said there have been 200,000 robocalls, and those soon will be made in English and Yiddish.
We've talked to 20 synagogues in Borough Park and Bensonhurst and shared palm cards and 10,000 masks.
And the mayor noted two yeshivas have already been closed.
We will look at each and every gathering place. If there's a place that violates the state rules and the city rules, of course, that has to be addressed, and if someplace has to be shut down, it will be.
And Dr. Katz said officials are keeping a sharp eye out for large banquets, which he underscored are a huge problem for COVID transmission. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thousands of city workers are getting the word that hundreds of workers were told last week you have to take 5 unpaid days off between October and March. Mayor de Blasio expanding furloughs.
That affects over 9,000 employees at city agencies and will save about $21 million. So again, a 5-day furlough for all managerial employees. That furlough will start taking place next month. It'll stretch out between October and March, same schedules we talked about for the furlough for City Hall employees.
Difficult but necessary, in the mayor's words, because of the massive budget shortfall, the furloughs are expected to save around $22 million. The city faces $9 billion in lost revenue over the next 2 years because of the pandemic. Speaking of budget shortfalls, that brings us to the MTA and the chairman, Pat Foy, who says without federal help, the MTA could be going belly up.
While I wish I had better news to report, the reality is our dire financial situation remains unchanged from last month's emergency session. The MTA faces an existential threat where enfeeblement is the short-term risk and extinction the worst-case scenario. But the Senate majority has yet to demonstrate that they recognize the seriousness of the situation and have so far shown no desire to address the problem in a meaningful manner.
The MTA has been pleading for another $3 billion in coronavirus aid. By the way, the MTA board today voted to make permanent some of the measures put in place during the pandemic to make the subways and buses and trains safer, and that includes measures addressing the homeless in the system. 5 months ago, Connecticut created a rental assistance program to help residents struggling to pay the rent. The ConnecticutMirror.org is reporting that so far just 2 families have received aid. There's a backlog of nearly 7,400 pre-approved applications, whittled down from nearly 30,000. Democratic lawmakers say there's too much red tape and too few housing personnel to handle the applications. Governor Ned Lamont's office said another 40 families will receive aid by the end of the week. The state has allocated $20 million for this program and only has enough funding to provide $4,000 to roughly 5,000 households. Well, you hate to say this on such a beautiful day, but what we need are a couple of rainy days, maybe more than a few, but there's only showers in the forecast as we hear live now in the Weather Center, Bob Larson.
Officially 2.25 inches of rain so far this month. Average at this point is over 3, so we're certainly below average. Could use rain, as you mentioned, but no rain in the offing, certainly not in the short term. Sunny, warmer weather today, 80 for the high, and mostly clear tonight, low 62. Cloud cover will begin to increase tomorrow, but not expecting any rainfall. High is 78, partly sunny and warm Friday with a high of 80. It's now 73 in Yorktown. High 79, Elizabeth 75. At Midtown, with a high temperature of near 80.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.